Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast, where we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all those things to create a lifestyle that works for you and not your next door neighbor. Because nobody else was made like you, and so why would you do the same thing as somebody else unless it works for you? So thank you so much for joining us today, and let's get started into the episode. And welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. In today's episode, I'm excited to introduce you to Alicia Courtney. She's a certified nutritionist and trainer who has a passion for working women to simplify their health through food and fitness. Over this episode, we talk about how you can make fitness and nutrition easier, make it a lifestyle, so that way you can get back to all the fun things in life because we're keeping it simple and basic. This was such an amazing conversation and so many tips and tactics that you can implement in your life on how to boost your immune system, make nutrition easy, and overall just her philosophy and how she approaches life through health and wellness. I'm so excited for y'all to listen to this episode. One other thing I want to note is when we recorded this episode, her handle was different. She has recently updated her Instagram handle, so be sure to check the links in the bio for her correct Instagram handle so that way you can check her out. Catch you in the episode now. Enjoy. Hi, Alicia. Welcome to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I'm so excited to have you today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Definitely. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So I'm a nutritionist and trainer. I own a studio right now where I do small group classes, personal training. Obviously, in the midst of this, we're COVID status. So I am now online. So I've built an online business at this point where I'm doing classes virtually and personal training and an online platform. So, and also I do meal plans.
Excellent. Can you tell everybody a little bit about your education and why you feel qualified to do that? Because that'll kind of set us up into the next question I have for you.
Absolutely. So I am a nutritionist. I did my master's in nutrition. I also did a certified personal training certification and a holistic health coaching certification as well. So kind of well-rounded, trying to do it all as we all are.
Definitely. What caused you, or what was a pivotal moment for you to pursue this career path and want to serve the people that you serve every day?
So I actually grew up with a lot of health issues, and I never knew what was wrong, and doctors kept telling me it was just anxiety. I actually started working for a nutritionist after college, and I just fell in love because I realized I had food allergies that were never discussed or spoken about. So I realized I had a gluten allergy, a dairy allergy. And like when I took those things out of my diet, I realized how much better I felt. And it was just eye-opening. And I was like, wow, food can really be your friend or your enemy. And I think that I just grew this passion of helping people understand and realize that, because so many people started having the same issues that I was having. And I was like, well, I can help you. And that just really, you know, made me excited. And then I also was an athlete growing up. I've always been into sports and in the gym. So I just love being active, and I wanted to combine the two.
Excellent. Can you talk about what you were experiencing in case somebody else may be like, well, what were those symptoms? What were you experiencing? Because that way, if I need to reach out for additional help, what should I be looking for, should be concerned about?
Absolutely. So I was bloated. I had no energy. I feel like my energy was just zapped. I would wake up and feel like I needed another nap. And I was just having a lot of digestive issues. I wasn't feeling right. I wasn't feeling aligned. I was breaking out. So anything like that, a lot of that stuff is actually it sounds weird, but your insides coming out, right? It has nowhere else to go. You're kind of detoxing.
So what would be some steps somebody could do in addition to seeking out help that they could start to make better choices with their nutrition and their activity level?
I tell everyone just start with kind of an elimination diet. So you don't want to do too many things at once because that's not sustainable. But maybe you take out gluten for a few weeks and see how you feel and journal that. Make sure you're always writing it down, like what you're eating, how you're feeling, so you can correlate it later on. And then maybe you add back gluten and you see how you feel. If you have a reaction, then you know that your body doesn't do well with that. And then move on to maybe dairy. And then you could kind of do that with anything if you think you're allergic to something that's triggering you. I know that people are allergic to eggs, so you could take eggs out for a few days even. I would say at least 3 days, 3 to 5 days, and then add it back in and see how you feel.
Gotcha. You read my mind. I was going to ask, like, how long do they need to remove it out of their diet before they could add it back in?
Yes, and it just depends because interestingly enough, gluten takes about 6 weeks to really get out of your body. Dairy's a little less. So I would say for dairy, give it 2 weeks. For gluten, give it maybe a month and see how you do.
Gotcha. I've actually did that before a while back in my journey. I was trying to figure out if I had any food allergies. And so I strategically went through and I did everything for about a month or 6 weeks, for me at least, which helped me have new recipes. So that hindsight 2020, I don't have any food allergies, but I know how to make a crap ton of other things.
That's great.
Lazy girl fitness style, AKA a microwave and an oven, man. So don't
Love
look
it.
at it if you find you are allergic to nothing. That journey was not useless. You can learn from that experience and come out better on the other side.
Absolutely. I'm so with you on that.
Definitely. I wanted to ask you, just for your expertise, I know a lot of people see people on their Instagram or their on their Facebook page or their website say they're a nutritionist. And I know that there's a lot of variances between what that is. And I don't think a lot of people understand what a nutritionist is or a registered dietitian or anything like that. Can you speak to that a little bit and provide some clarity in that area?
Absolutely. So I know that in New Jersey, that's where I am, anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. It doesn't really matter if you know something about nutrition, you could say, hey, I'm a nutritionist. I specifically did schooling for it because I needed to know the science behind it so I can work with someone to manage their diabetes or hypertension or anything like that. I am not a registered dietitian. I took just a different route. But it's still this, it's still a lot of schooling. So I definitely went for my master's and did that. People can take an online course and call themselves a nutritionist. You might know the basics of nutrition, but to go into it with someone and really delve into it, if they have food allergies or they have diabetes or hypertension or metabolic syndrome, anything like that, I would definitely see someone a little bit more experienced who has that schooling because they'll be able to provide you with more information.
So what kind of questions would you advise somebody to ask somebody they're seeking services from? Like something they should at least consider when they're interviewing somebody for that position for them to help them with their nutrition?
What experience they have working with that type of person, what results they've had, what schooling, what are their certifications, what's their background, anything like that would definitely be helpful. Do your research for sure.
Definitely. And I would add on to that, even if you don't have to know everything, you just have to know enough to tell whether they're bullshitting you or not, folks.
Absolutely.
And coming to like Alicia's Instagram page and some of the other educated nutritionists and dietitians that I know, they can guide you in the right way. And that really spurs me. Man, I really got to work on some new phrases here, folks. I'll work on that. But that really kind of slides us into the next part because I know there's a ton of myths right now around nutrition, and it seems to be like there's extra myths going around because we're all trapped in our homes. What are some of the biggest myths around nutrition that you see that drive you crazy that you'd love to bust right now?
Oof, calories. That's like a big one for me. So clients will come to me and be like, well, it's just calories in, calories out. And I'm like, it's not though. Your body actually doesn't know what a calorie is. A calorie was actually determined in a kind of like a microwave. Like they heated up the food and they figured out how many calories that food was. because at the end of the day, you can't tell me that an avocado that has 400 calories in it does the same thing in your body as a 400 calorie Big Mac from McDonald's. Those two things are not the same, and they don't do the same things in your body, right? One has enzymes and nutrients and vitamins and minerals and fiber, and one is just processed. So your body only knows protein, carbs, and fat. That's it. It's very simple. I think we love overcomplicating things, and I like to simplify and bring it back down to basics.
So speaking of basics, what are some things that people could implement to simplify nutrition in their life? I know there's a ton of information out there, and as you and I both know, you can go to school forever on this, but what are some things that just the everyday person or you and I that are just like, I just need one, two, three, or B to do? What can I do?
So again, the simpler, the better. Fruits, stick to fruits, vegetables, animal protein. If you eat animal protein, you could even do beans, nuts, healthy fats, avocados. Really, really simplify it. So your plate should be a little protein, lots of vegetables, and maybe some sweet potato or, you know, another starch like quinoa is really great, brown rice. And just keep it simple. We don't need to like overcomplicate things. So I always tell people, those are the basics for me. That's what I live by, and I practice what I preach. I literally eat all of that in a day. So avocado is my favorite. I add some avocado to some ground turkey with vegetables and some sweet potato, and I have a meal. And that's it. We need to learn as a society that we need to eat to live, not live to eat.
Gotcha. So speaking into that, what would you tell somebody that's like, but that is so boring? How do you eat that every day? What would you advise them to do?
I understand. Fortunately, I don't get bored, but I know a lot of people do. So have your one day a week where you're like, I'm just going to have a meal that I want. That's totally fine. But the problem is people want to do what they want 90% of the time and 10% be healthy. And it doesn't work like that. You need to flip-flop that. Even if it's 80% of the time you're healthy and 20% you're off track, that's better. But you can't have both. You can't do it both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't do, I'm just going to eat whatever I want every day and then expect the results, because it just won't happen.
Gotcha. And what would you tell somebody that's like, okay, I get eating simple, but how do I eat simple to my goals? Say I want to lose weight, specifically lose fat. What would you advise them to be doing?
So a lot of it is diet, but also exercise is a huge thing too. So diet wise, if you're eating all real food, you can't really overdo like some chicken and salad. It's just, you can't really overdo that, but you also have to be doing the right type of workout that will help you get to that goal. So HIIT training, high intensity interval training, that's the best way to increase your metabolism and the best way to burn fat and build muscle and to lean you out. So I think those two combined, you can get lean, you can get toned, you can lose fat. It's awesome.
Gotcha. And that's funny you say that, because that's something I work my clients to. I never immediately introduce anybody to HIIT. I actually scale them into it, because a lot of people's joint structures are not ready for that. And so if you are not where you're ready to do HIIT, you can work your way up to that level. Just the fact that you're increasing your activity level is going to help you get to your goals. And it's also true in the reverse. If you want to increase your weight and get stronger, HIIT and having good nutrition and eating in a surplus will help you get to where you want to be.
Definitely. And with HIIT training, I have clients that do have joint issues or back or hip or anything like that. What you can do is I tell them, instead of doing a squat jump, just do a squat or a wall sit. You could definitely modify a lot of it. And that's the best part about the exercise, is because it really is for anyone, and you can modify so much to make it a beginner or make it advanced.
Definitely. And you can do HIIT in so many different ways. You can do it with exercises. You can do it with cardio and things like that. The biggest thing with HIIT is you want to make sure that whatever you're doing it, whether you're doing jump squats or squats or you're running, is that you're at whatever your max intensity level is. Because there's no half-assing
high intensity. It's either all out or don't do it at all. Because there's no medium, low, high intensity. It just doesn't work that way. It's either all in or all out for sure.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
What would you like advise somebody to focus on first if they're overwhelmed with all this? Even if they're just listening to us right now and they're like, y'all are crazy. I just need one thing to work on. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them start with 3 days a week, 15 minutes of activity. That's it. That's all you start with.
Okay. So 15 minutes.
I think that nutrition is harder for people to get to. I think that it's baby steps. So I tell people just 3 times a week, 15 minutes, move your body. Then do that for like a week or two. And then let's add maybe some more water into your diet if you're not drinking enough water, or add a healthy meal. But it's baby steps for people, because you're right. A lot of the times people try and do these like crash diets and they do all these like extreme things, but that's not sustainable and that's not a lifestyle.
Would you talk about what those diets do to their body and how it actually impacts their metabolism negatively and how it can affect them in their future success?
Sure. So if you're calorie restricting yourself too much, you know, our bodies were not so much far off the hunter-gatherer days. We are still in survival mode. Even though there's surplus of food, our bodies don't know that. So we will go into starvation mode, which means we will start storing everything we eat and we won't let go of it. So people think, I'm going to just not eat, or I'm going to restrict my calories. And I've seen this time and time again where they start doing that and they actually start gaining weight and it backfires on them, because your body will just go into that starvation mode. You know, it's like instinctual. So I think you long-term, you can really mess up your metabolism. And I've seen it. I've seen it a lot of times with my clients, with people who come to me and they're like, I've tried every diet known to man and I can't seem to lose weight. And they've been dieting since they were like teenagers or taking diet pills. And it just really wrecks your metabolism. So the fact like it doesn't even know how to work anymore.
Gotcha. And so coming to work with somebody like you can help them get out of that with support and help work through not only the physiological, but probably a little bit of the mental, because it's a mind warp, honestly, because you're thinking, yes, like, shouldn't I be, I'm in a caloric deficit. Why am I not losing weight? And it's just not that simple sometimes.
Absolutely. And it could be a lot of different things. I tell people to get blood work done because it could be thyroid or hormonal issues. Like there's so many different components that it could be if you're not losing weight. So that's another thing that I like to look at.
Gotcha. What are some tips you have for people to help make nutrition fun? I feel like there's a lot of resources on the fitness side about how to make fitness fun, but I would love to hear your advice on how to make nutrition funner for people.
So nutrition can be fun. I mean, if you like to cook, then you could start getting cookbooks and cook, you know, different recipes. And you can even make like it, your favorite thing is pizza. You could start making a healthier pizza and explore and play with that, because there are ways to make what you love taste good in a healthier way. So personally, I'm going to be honest. I hate cooking. Hate it. But I have a friend who is in this industry. She loves to cook and she just loves finding different recipes, different ingredients to play with. So if you're gluten-free, you can play around with almond flour or gluten-free all-purpose flour, make pancakes. Like there's just different ways that you can go about doing it.
So maybe taking one thing on at a time, like learning a new recipe a week or trying a new food potentially.
Definitely.
A game I play with my clients, since I know I am not educated in nutrition, that's why I don't touch that ball game. I'll teach you the basics if you work with me. Is I play the game of eat the rainbow every day, or do your best to eat the rainbow. So eat a variety of fruits and vegetables and legumes and things like that every day so you can hit all the colors. And do not be afraid of natural sugar. Good God, do not be afraid of fruits. They will do so much good for you as well. I swear, I talk to one of my clients about that at least once a week. Once a week.
Oh,
it's insane.
For sure. And they think that bananas aren't healthy, but they'll sit there and eat a Sweet and Low or a Diet Coke, but they won't touch a banana. And I'm like, wow, I'm like taken back by that, because this is what society is telling them is healthy. there's so much misinformation out there.
Definitely. And fruits come with a lot of really good things for you, like fiber and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals that your body can actually use, versus if you get like a Sour Patch Kid and it's just straight up food coloring and pure sugar. Like, the only time you should ever enjoy that is potentially pre-workout, just because you need the sugar rush.
Exactly.
And two, you're craving it, and then move on. You should not be eating that thing every day.
No, no, definitely not.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. That is so important.
Of course.
Why do you spend so much time educating your women and your clients on this, on making nutrition simple and getting fit? Why did you find this so important, and why did you make it your mission?
Because I realized that, like me, people don't like to cook. I can give them meal plans, but they don't even follow them, because, again, it's like, oh my goodness, I have to cook, I have to go shopping, and they have kids, they have families. So I was like, well, I want to make you healthy in a shorter amount of time and simplify it. Take the guesswork out of it, make it less complicated so it's easier for you to stay on track and easy to follow. So I ended up working with a girl. She does pre-made meals, organic, and I partnered with her, and we offer pre-made meals to my clients because it's easy, right? They pick what they want. It's delivered to their door. It's organic. It's fresh. Can't go wrong. So I think that also with workouts, nobody has time anymore to spend an hour or 2 hours in the gym. They want to get out, but they want to get out with a good sweat. HIIT training. You could do HIIT training in 30 minutes. My classes are 40 to 45 minutes long, and they're intense, but they're amazing. They're kick your butt. You're sweating, you're drenched, and you're done. So I think that people have to understand it's the quality of what you're doing, not quantity.
Definitely. And I think that's really true with somebody that has a cardio or an endurance background, because they're used to it being a quantity-based game versus a quality-based game. And that's also true if you're trying to lift heavy as well. And make sure you understand what your goals are, and then become educated on how to achieve that nutritionally and physically as well.
Definitely.
Because you got to eat for your goals, whether you're trying to perform or lose weight or gain muscle, because they change a little bit each direction.
Yes, they absolutely do.
What is something that's on your heart right now that you would like to share with the audience?
Be kind to yourself, because right now we are all going through a really tough time, right? While we're taping this, we're in COVID, we're isolated, we're quarantined. So be kind to yourself. You may not be able to work out every day this week, but if you can get 2 days this week, that's amazing, and you should celebrate that win. Because I think people are putting so much pressure on themselves to eat healthy, work out. My workouts have not been the same since this started, but I'm doing the best I can, right, with the resources I have. So I think everyone needs to take a step back and just realize that I'm doing the best I can, and that's all I can do. So if it's 2 days this week that you work out, that's phenomenal. If it's no days, that's okay. But next week, make it a goal to start moving more. Maybe go out for a run or a walk, get some fresh air, something like that. I know for myself, we're still going food shopping. We're doing curbside, and I'm doing all my veggies and proteins, but you may not be able to get that stuff, right? Like, all the time. So just do the best you can and take a step back, take a deep breath, and realize we're all in this together.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I have one more question for you.
Sure.
As well, because I've been seeing it a lot from nutritionists and other experts, or so-called experts, I should say, online, is what are some ways that people can do to boost their immunity? Because I know that is a big topic right now with everything going on. Do you have any recommendations for that?
I do. So movement is so important. I go out for a walk every day for about 45 minutes to an hour. Movement, sweating, vitamin C. I've been taking 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day. I also take a vitamin B complex, you know, like all the vitamin Bs in one supplement. Again, your diet is really crucial. If you're able to get those vegetables in, get those veggies in. 1 to 2 cups a day. eat the colors, like you said, eat the colors of the rainbow, because that will really boost your immunity. I think also taking hot baths is really good. I heard that taking hot baths is good. I love baths, so that's not a problem for me. I'm already doing that. And just trying to have a little fun, laugh, right? Like, I think we have to have some laughter in our life and a little bit of fun. And I think all of that combined, breathing, meditating, doing some sort of calming routine will really, really be helpful for you as well. Because I think a lot of us are stressed out, anxiety, and that actually lowers your immunity. I wrote a post on this today, actually, sleep. Sleep is huge, because if you're not sleeping enough, that lowers your immunity as well.
Gotcha. So let me see if I got everything here, and I'll summarize it. So make sure you're
sleeping. Sorry, I kind of blurted all of it out.
That's okay. That's why this is a team effort around here. So you're sleeping 7 to 8 hours a day. You 6-hour party need to get out of that camp and move up. You need to be drinking water. You need to move your body every day, preferably get some sunshine so you can get some vitamin D, and then eat your fruits and vegetables, preferably in a variety of color, and doing some form of stress management that works for you. So hot bath, correct, journaling, meditate, maybe watching Netflix. Who knows? Everybody's
exactly. That's a form different. Of self-care, girl. I'm about it. I like was telling my friend the other day, I was like, I'm kind of not loving this, but I have to say it's nice to take a step back and slow down. And I've been doing so much self-care, masks, the whole nine.
Hey, do what works for you guys, because that's the most critical part. And take what you find from people that you like. So, for example, if you like the face mask, like Alicia, do the face mask. If you're like me and you like the tub, do that. If you don't like the tub, but you like to be in the tub and watch YouTube, do that. Exactly. Or take your dogs for a walk. You just got to find something that works for you, but don't be angry if it takes more than one shot to figure out what works for you, or try something in more than one way. Because maybe sitting in a bathtub doesn't work for you, but sitting in a bathtub watching YouTube does. I mean, you never know.
Exactly.
What are some other ways the listener can connect with you or get help from you as well?
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So Instagram is @Alicia_Courtney, and Facebook is Alicia Courtney. You can also visit my website at www.aliciacourtneyfitness.com and connect with me there as well.
Definitely. And I will have all of that linked in the bio for you, the show notes for this. We can tell I've written a bunch of content today, gang. So it'll be in the show notes for you guys, so you can connect with her. And I'd love for you to reach out if you need assistance. Are you ready for the last and final question today?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Can you tell the listener how they can be unapologetically themselves?
Be authentic. Show up, be yourself, and be authentic. I think that's the biggest thing right now, is people are now just coming onto Instagram stories and just being like, this is me. This is who I am. Either follow me or don't follow me. And I think that just showing up yourself and being authentic is so important.
Boom. We're going to cut it right there, folks. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for coming on today, my dear. And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved it.
Excellent. And if you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot on your phone and upload it to your Instagram stories or Facebook with your biggest takeaway while tagging us, so we can see what you learned. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Dudes and dudettes, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to review us on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found, and of course, provides us feedback that we need to make the show better. You can also follow us on Instagram at @BeUnapologeticallyYouRadio, or you can follow Kelsey at @KelseyLaneFitness. We would love to see you tag us and share us on Instagram or Facebook of you listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode.